Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Many more cases today of coronavirus in North Texas, and four more people died. There are now more than 1,500 cases across North Texas. And today we have the story of a man who got the virus, recovered, and found a way to help others.
There is no cure yet for COVID-19, but there are some experimental treatments that occasionally help.
For the doctors in Fort Worth, we're taking plasma and getting antibodies and transferring them to patients who are on ventilators. You know, it's kind of a last step effort to help them.
That's Judge Kelvin Miles from Springtown. After learning about the process, he donated his plasma this week.
People who have had the coronavirus, they could take their plasma and they could give it to four different patients. It helps try to build their immune system. You know, it's not a cure, but it's something to try to help them build themselves back up.
Judge Miles says he can donate plasma every 28 days and encourages others who have recovered from the virus to do the same. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County now has 100 more cases of coronavirus in just one day, plus two more deaths.
The 14th and 15th deaths include a man in his 50s who was a resident of Mesquite and a woman in her 80s who lived in Garland. Both have been critically ill. They also report 100 new cases of COVID-19 in the county, bringing the total to 731. Judge Clay Jenkins says it's imperative that non-essential businesses stay closed.
You can go back to doing that when this order's over with. As long as we have this order, it's only essential businesses that are open. If the services that the community needs can be readily available somewhere else, then those folks are not open.
He has asked the federal government for 400 more tests for both the AAC and the Ellis Fieldhouse, as well as more equipment like masks for nurses and doctors. The numbers of ICU hospitalizations from COVID-19 from this past week have exceeded the peak week of ICU hospitalizations from the flu this past season. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And after a requirement by the county, the city of Dallas released data showing the number of hospital beds, ICU beds, and ventilators in the 8 hospitals compared to the number currently in use. Dr. Katie Jarvis is a local physician, and she's also the CEO of Dallas-based Bed Beacon, which offers software to simplify that process.
This could actually be updated real-time throughout the day so that the city could have the most up-to-date information in their reports, and then they wouldn't have to check their email hundreds of times a day in order to compile the report.
Some interesting facts here. There are a total of 361 ICU beds. 204 are being occupied. There are also 342 ventilators. 139 are currently being used.
In Tarrant County, more people have passed away.
Two additional people have died in Tarrant County, bringing the county's death toll from the coronavirus to 3. Tarrant County Public Health Director Vinnie Tanasia says one was a man from Hearst and the other was a woman from Fort Worth.
Both had underlying medical conditions. Both were elderly, and that puts you at a high risk.
In all, 288 people in Tarrant County have now been infected with COVID-19. Of those, 18 have recovered. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And we are still seeing, as we give you the numbers of new COVID-19 cases, you may want to hear about one county where the numbers are actually low. Carroll's LP Phillips reports on an area where there are less than a half dozen confirmed cases.
Kaufman County is made up of a lot of smaller towns that seem to do things right. As of this morning, the grand total of COVID-19 cases was 4. The county has an emergency declaration to shelter in place, like most everywhere else, but in Kaufman County, they seem to be paying particular attention. And like other places, County Judge Hal Richards says that strict protocol is putting a strain on businesses.
Everybody's obviously worried about it, about how their businesses are going to function. I think the federal government with the $2 trillion, $2.4 trillion, I think, action that was passed last week is going to help bridge a lot of the situation.
Richards is the first to say he expects the number to rise, especially since many residents have been tested in Dallas and they're waiting for results. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Collin County, 184 cases, 69 in the city of Plano. The city is also doing what it can to try and keep people safe. But starting today, the Parks Department's deploying what they're calling friendly monitors to remind people what the rules are.
We in Plano Parks and Recreation, we want to help as our residents and our park patrons come to our parks. We recognize that people need a change of scenery to maintain their physical and mental well-being.
Plano Parks Director Dr. Ron Smith says they know some cities have decided to close their parks. They don't want Plano to get to that point. Employees out at the parks reminding people about social distancing.